You're listening to SBS News.
President Joe Biden says the United States will give nearly $100 million US dollars in additional humanitarian aid to Lebanon. On the 4th of August last year, Lebanon's capital, Beirut, was devastated by one of the largest non-nuclear explosions in history. Around 2,750 tons of improperly stored ammonium nitrate erupted in the port of Beirut, sending a blast wave through the city, causing catastrophic damage. 218 people were killed and another 6,500 wounded. The blast caused at least $6 billion in physical damage and left 300,000 people displaced. Since the blast, Lebanon has been mired in a financial depression worsened by the COVID-19 pandemic. On Wednesday, President Biden thanked French President Emmanuel Macron for his efforts in convening an international donors conference for Lebanon, which opened via video. It included 40 heads of state and government diplomats, as well as heads of international organizations.
Thank you, President Macron and Secretary General Guterres, for once more rallying our effort in support of the people of Lebanon. 1 year ago, a catastrophic explosion at the port of Beirut ripped through the city and the lives of people of Lebanon. On this day of mourning, I send my deepest condolences to all those who were injured or lost loved ones, and all those still struggling to recover from this trauma.
President Biden then announced a new $100 million US dollar assistance package on top of the hundreds of millions of dollars the US has already committed to Lebanon.
And today I'm announcing nearly $100 million in new humanitarian assistance. That's on top of the $560 million in humanitarian aid that the United States has provided to Lebanon over the last 2 years. And I urge my fellow leaders in capitals around the world to also step up their support for the Lebanese people. But no amount of outside assistance will ever be enough if Lebanon's own leaders do not commit to do the hard but necessary work of reforming the economy and combating corruption. That's essential.
French President Macron, who convened the conference, also criticized a failing Lebanese political class, which he blamed for their country's economic turmoil. Lebanese politicians have yet to form a government capable of rebuilding the country, despite French and international pressure. The conference on Wednesday, which included the participation of Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, King Abdullah II of Jordan, and European Council President Charles Michel, resulted in the raising of $370 million US dollars in aid for Lebanon, the equivalent of half a billion Australian dollars. Mr. Macron said, however, that money comes with demands for a better political system. France has committed to providing 160.4 million Australian dollars in the coming months.
Mais il n'y aura aucun chèque en blanc.
But there won't be any blank check at the benefit of the Lebanese political system because, since the beginning of the crisis and even before, it is defaulting. I spoke about France's kindness towards Lebanon. It must also be demanding. It is. It will remain, and I'm making sure of it. Lebanese leaders seem to opt for the deterioration of the situation. I regret it. I think it's a historical and moral error.
The French president elaborated on what some of those demands are.
Les dirigeants libanais ne doivent donc pas dans ce contexte douter une seule seconde de notre détermination.
In this context, Lebanese leaders mustn't doubt for a second about our determination. This applies to the government and its formation, the implementation of the reforms, but also the investigation about the port, which is eagerly awaited by the entire Lebanese population. The investigation started nearly a year ago. France and several others have cooperated, shared all the information we had. Once again, we are available for all the technical cooperation, and I think that the Lebanese leaders, I'm even sure of it, owe truth and transparency to their population.
Je suis même sûr, sont redevables de la vérité et de la transparence à l'égard de leur population.
France has led international efforts to lift its former colony out of crisis. Mr. Macron has visited Beirut twice since the port blast, raised emergency aid, and imposed travel bans on some senior Lebanese officials in his quest for a reform package. Lebanese President Michel Aoun said during the conference that his nation needs every assistance and support.
There is no doubt that Lebanon needs every assistance and support from the international community after determining needs and priorities, notably badly needed humanitarian, social and health assistance, assistance that guarantees the continuous provision of the vital basic services. Lebanon is currently going through the hardest times, a record poverty rate, the COVID-19 pandemic, a severe shortage of drugs, along with the heavy burden of the Syrian displacement. The siege imposed around us, depriving Lebanon of its vital extension, and so on.
He affirmed his commitment to holding accountable those responsible for the blast.
I have already committed before the Lebanese to serve justice and hold accountable everyone whose involvement is proven by the investigation. Today, I restate my pledge that no one is above the law, no matter how high they may rank.
On Wednesday, thousands of Lebanese gathered in Beirut to remember those who died, holding their pictures and demanding justice. As the memorial service got underway at the port, water cannon and tear gas were fired at protesters who had been throwing stones towards security forces near Parliament. 6 people were wounded. Leah Noon's cousin, Joe, died in the blast. She is outraged at the pace of the investigation. 1 year on, her family still awaits answers.
We all came on this sad day to an uprising, not a memorial. We all came with burnt hearts for our martyrs and heroes who died as victims. Those they sent. My cousin is Joe Noon, who stood at warehouse number 12 and was opening the door as the explosion took place. They promised us a 5-day investigation, and this is not the 5th day. This is day 365, and nothing came out of the investigation still.
A judge-led investigation has failed to determine who was responsible for the blast, and to this day, no senior officials have been held accountable. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.